Shavuos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. The previous Mishnah discussed the demarcation line for Biur being Reviyah Shnia, when Terah Reviyah Shnia, when the second rain falls, and we shared with the different shitas of the Tanayim and Mishnah in Tainis exactly when during the month of Mar Cheshvan is the middle rain, either the 7th, 17th, or the 23rd, depending on the opinion. But once we talked about this shear, this demarcation line of the Reviyah Shnia, the Mishnah now will offer several additional halachos in which the Reviyah Shnia is the demarcation line. Kayotzibo, similarly, says the Mishnah, Hamaskir bayis lechavero adagashamim. Let's say somebody rents a house to his friend and he says, I'm renting it to you until the rain. What is that? What is the demarcation line? What constitutes the rain? The Mishnah says, Ad sheterad Reviyah Shnia, until that second rain falls. That's what it means. Another halacha, Hamuder hana'a mechavero adagashamim. Somebody who places a netter of hana'a, his friend cannot, he will not get benefit from his friend, or that he said that his friend can get benefit from him. And he said that that netter should be ad gashamim, until the gashamim, and again, that would be ad sheterad Reviyah Shnia, until that middle rain, that second rain. And another halacha, emasai aniyim nechnasim lepardesos, until when in the fall can poor people enter into the orchards in order to collect leket shikha and peah? Until when can they enter? In other words, because once the rainy season begins, they're stomping around in somebody's orchard already. It becomes a problem for the owner of the orchard. So once it gets to a certain point in the rainy season, it's too late. And they can come enter the orchards to collect these matnas aniyim ad sheterad Reviyah Shnia, until the second rain falls. After that, it's too moist and too the owner would not want them to going into his field, me'ema, into his orchard. Me'ema say nehanin v'sorfin batevin v'kashel shvias. From what point are you allowed to benefit and burn the straw and the stubble of shvias, of shmita? Mishiter Reviyah Shnia, you can do that once the second rain falls. Now, the straw in the stubble of Shemitah is normally considered to be machal behema, it's animal food, and animal food cannot be burned or used in other ways other than to feed an animal. It's part of its kedushas shvias, and that, however, is only true as long as it is edible for animals. But once it gets stomped on enough times and it gets ruined by rain, etc., it becomes no longer edible to animals. And at that point, you can then use it for burning and for other purposes. You could use it to make bricks, etc., like in Mitzrayim. So that can be done once the Reviyah Shnia, once the second rain comes down, then we consider the straw and the stubble to no longer be animal food, and therefore it can be used for other purposes.